الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى in this ayat kareema tells us that وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ, any musibat, problem, difficulty which reaches you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, it is because of your own doing, what you had earned, your own actions, in other words, our gunas, our sins which we commit, and because of that, these conditions come upon us. And Allah تبارك وتعالى is so merciful, so kind, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and lot of our gunas Allah Ta'ala forgives. And when Allah says that He forgives lot of our gunas, we cannot imagine how many they are. In other ayat Allah says, if Allah is to take us to task for every guna of ours, then there wouldn't be anything that will live in this world, not a blade of grass, nothing. Allah's azab will come. But Allah is so merciful that Allah Ta'ala forgives huge amounts of our sins. So what we have to see, we know individually today we have got problems, many people have got problems, in as a family, as a community, and then as the whole ummah at large, and more particularly wish to discuss the difficulties the ummah is going through. Those difficulties, masaib, hardships which the ummah is going through with regard to that. And we are all aware of it, what is happening. And like for example in India presently, especially in Delhi, that the massacre of the Muslims which is taking place. Then in Syria, there also how the Muslims are going through, what difficulties. The Rohingya Muslims in Bangladesh, in Burma itself, the Chinese Muslims, the torture and the difficulties they are going through in Mali also, which is hardly spoken about. And all these others also, perhaps it doesn't come to our mind also. Remotely, inshallah, every one of us do know that there is a problem. But let us consider that if one of our family members had a problem, my mother, my father, brother, sister, and we are here students, we don't care, we're not getting the news, but we'll try and find out that what is the problem, how are they feeling now, what is happening, and more closer than that should be the condition of the ummah. What we have got our blood ties and biological ties with our family, more is the relationship of our imani ukhuwat and our Islami brotherhood with the whole ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, the ummah is kajasadin wahidin, like one body. If for example, you have a headache, your whole body is affected by that. You have a toe ache, the whole body. Like that, let us think that what is happening in the ummah, how much am I concerned about it? If I'm not at all concerned, I'm not even thinking about it, and the main thing for us that we can do is dua. If we are not making dua, we're not even concerned about it. Then either is it that we are not part of the ummah, or those people that they're not part of the ummah. Because if we are all one body, then we all should feel it. So for these problems, there are three aspects that we have to look at. One is the problem itself, the problem is there. The second is the cause of the problems, or the causes of the problems. The problems that are there, what are the causes of it? And thirdly, very important, the solution to the problems. Till we don't look at all these things, then we won't really make progress and go in the right direction. So first of all, we have to be aware of the problem. Not that we have to spend all our time trying to find out all these conditions, whether it is in Syria, whether it is in India, everywhere, the enemies of Islam, and really our real enemy is Shaitan, and wa ikhwanu shayateen, all the brothers of Shaitan. minal jinni wal insi, jinnat also all his brothers evil, and he is from insan also. So they have blocked out this news generally. You won't come. Yes, you will get a lot of news on soccer, on a soccer tournament, on cricket, on commentary, on results of this, on worldly things. But these problems, they have blocked it out generally. But we from our side, we know there are problems. And little bit we should try and find out. And one thing also is, we mustn't only focus on the problem. Many of us, when there is a problem, we have to know about it, and then the main thing, the cause and the solution. But just the problem, many times it happens, we're just talking about the problem. This is happening, that is happening. This talking is also not going to get us anywhere. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says that it is my experience and the experience of my elders that whenever Ummat, individual, anyone faced problems, they resorted to Tawbah, Istighfar, Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala removed those problems. So, these problems, we have to know them, and then we have to think of the solution. Anyway, this, and then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, just talking about the problem, we are wasting our time. We are not getting anywhere whatsoever. Little bit, we discuss it, that what the problem is, that is in its place. But all the time we're just talking, this happened. Unfortunately, how many times somebody will come to tell us that a certain person has passed away, he got shot, or accident, or whatever else happened. But not one word will come that Allah give him maghfirat, Allah give him the stages of shahadat, Allah give his family sabr. No dua we make. Only the problem. Or we get the news that somebody is very ill. Somebody comes and tells us. And all that is just say that he's got this problem, that problem. Very hard it is. He can't cope. The family can't cope. So we just talk of the problem. But what is the cause of the problem and the solution? And at least dua. So presently also, myself, all talk really is directed at oneself. What our weakness is, we talk about it, hopefully others also will benefit from it. So how much of dua are we making? Your condition, ask ourselves today, one day, did we make dua for the ummah? Just generally also. And one great dua, Allahumma ghfirli وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ What a great dua it is. Some ulama visited us here and they mentioned the virtues of it. Then I contacted them again and with the references they explained what the great virtues of this dua is. One is a person becomes مُسْتَجَابُ الدَّعَوَاتِ All your duas are accepted. The other is you made dua for mu'mineen, mu'minat. As many mu'mineen and mu'minat there are, so lot sawab Allah gives you. And by the barakat of this dua, Allah opens the doors of rosy. So really it is dua for the belief of the ummah. But how much benefit we getting? But think that today, which is now, all the past also, did I make dua for the ummah? Have I got that feeling? Am I hurt a little bit? What is happening with the ummah? Or am I still carrying on with my cell phone all the time, not worried anything what is happening? Still carrying on with playing soccer and cricket and all other things. And this we are not even worried about. So Allah give us tawfiq that we the problem may be what is there, that we understand it reasonably. And the main thing, we look at the other things, the causes of it, one thing. The cause of these problems we should see. Just to give you an idea of that, how we should see to the causes of the problems, it's just a little anecdote, but the lesson is very great. We shouldn't just take note of the anecdote itself, but the lessons. We know there are various types of treatment for ill health. A person is sick. One is a common treatment that they just look at the symptoms. What you have got, you got a headache, or you whatever your problem is, and they give you antibiotics for that. They give you painkillers for that. or they prescribe a operation, a procedure, you have to go for a heart operation, bypass, whatever, stent. So that is one type of medical treatment. But they don't look at the cause of it. Another medical treatment, which is usually of the hakims, they look at the cause of the problem. What is the cause of the problem? Remove the cause, then all these things automatically go away. Otherwise, you treat this today, you've got a sore on your hand, you treat it, you didn't treat the cause. Your blood is dirty. There's something wrong with your blood that you didn't treat. You treated this sore, this pimple, that got better, now you've got a sore on your leg. You treat that one, now you've got a sore on your arm. So all the time you're just going to treat this, find out the cause. So with regard to that, just one little anecdote, one person went to the doc medical practitioner and he told him that my stomach is paining terribly because I ate 10 raw rotis. Rotis, we all understand what rotis are. We translate like bread, but bread is not really the translation of a roti. We know what it is. So doctor, the medical practitioner said, oh, you ate 10 raw rotis. So he gave him eye ointment. So he said, doctor, my eye is nothing wrong. My stomach is sore. I ate 10 raw rotis. So he said, your problem is your eyes. You couldn't see 10 raw rotis. Not 1, 2, 10 you ate like that. So you got a problem with your eyes. First we have to treat your eyes, so in future again you don't eat this raw rotis. So to see to the cause of the problem, that is very, very important. Today generally we don't understand the cause. Husband and wife have got problems, we will go to counselors for example. They will give us treatment which is not really relevant. Our problem is, generally, whatever it is, we have gone away from the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We are not observing the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. That advice few people will give us, that come back onto the deen of Allah, fulfill the commandments of Allah. We have gone so far away from sunnah. And the answer to it is the sunnahs. We come on to sunnah lifestyle. We have gone almost fully on the life of the enemies of Islam. And that's how the enemies of Islam, what problems they got in their lives. When we live that life, those problems have to come into our lives also. And then to sort it out, we don't think the right way. We don't see what is the actual cause. So we just try and patch up here, there, what is happening in the Ummah, that these are the enemies of Islam, the Hindus, the Shia government of Syria, the Russian, that these are our enemies, they are doing, whereas the Quran Sharif clearly says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When we oppress and do wrong, and we disobey Allah, Allah doesn't come personally Himself, with a whip or a stick or hits us. No, He uses the more wrongdoers to punish those who are the lesser wrong. We ummah have got iman, they are Muslims, they are followers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah uses the worst enemy to punish us. So if we, even a dog, you take a stone and you throw it at a dog. The dog also an animal, a dog. It won't run after the stone. That the stone, you are causing me this injury, this pain now, it will know the person who threw it, that I must go there. So our halat and conditions which are coming, we are blaming those conditions. Whereas they are coming from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala does not send conditions haphazardly. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What if Allah got to do to give this one problem, that people their problems, those people their problems? That is not Allah is shakiran alima. We observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We make shukr to Allah, observe His commandments, and Allah will know individually. You don't have to advertise it. Allah knows everyone's condition. Me in my own personal capacity, what are the commandments of Allah which are directed to me? What must I do about that? So those are the things which we have to see. First see the causes. And we can find many causes. And you will go to people who have got like who have philosophical mind. They will see the problem is something completely different. And they will hold life. Somebody will say Muslims haven't got a Western education, and now we must bring this Western dunya's education, so that if we are educated well, then we can solve these problems. Somebody will say that we Muslims haven't got, for example, finances. We are weak financially, so we have to become rich. Somebody else might say, we haven't got a strong Muslim government to fight all these people. Whatever the Hindus are doing, whatever the Russians are doing, the Shias are doing, so we need a government in order to fight it. But that is not the solution. We can work on that. The example of that, so beautifully it is given, that if a person is feeling thirsty, he has no water, and now to get water, he walks out of the city towards the desert. And in the far away, he sees a mirage. And there it looks like there is water. The shining of the sun on the sand, it looks like water. So he gets happy. When he goes there, he sees there is no water. Now he looks at it, it's further. He goes further, there is no water. You can carry on walking. And you can walk till where you think that the sky meets the earth. Far away, it looks like the sky and the earth are meeting. You can walk the whole world round. You won't find the sky is meeting with the earth. They are completely separate. So what must this person do if he wants water? Walk back again to the city. And when he comes to the city, he opens a tap and he finds so much water is coming out. Easily so much water. Which city must we go back? The city of Madinatul Munawwara. How long must we go back? 1400 years. The time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to try and bring that deen, that Islam into our lives. If we bring that, then we will get all what we need for our ruh, for our body, for everything. And the more we are going further in a Western lifestyle, one person, very poor person, all that he possessed was one gold coin. And he was living in a tin shanty in a little shack. So when he lost this gold coin, he started looking for it. But where was he looking for it? Under the street light lamp, which was very big and bright. So he was looking there. And everywhere, he's looking, he's parishan, perplexed. His friend came past and asked him, what's wrong? He said, I lost my gold coin and I got nothing else by me, only this gold coin. So he said, well, let me also help you. So he also looked. And as is common, then he asked him, where did you lose it? So he said, I lost it in my tin shanty. So he said, then why are you looking for it here, if you lost it there? He said, here there is a bright light. So therefore I'm looking for it here. So he says, you can look for it till the cows go home. Where it isn't, you can't find it. You have to look for it where you lost it. So we today, we have lost our izzat. We have lost our peace of mind. We are in problems and difficulties because we have lost the way of Allah Ta'ala, the way of deen, the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, where are we looking for it? In sports, make ourselves happy. On the cell phone, perhaps even worse things, films, porn, all these things. In casinos, in holidays, and going in this worldly life. Sea cruisers, on the cruise, we are looking for our happiness there. It wasn't lost there, it was lost in your life, it was lost in your home. You went away from the deen. And today we are bluffed also that I got deen in my life. But how much of deen have we got? Today we have, for example, a walima da'wat. We have a Quran Sharif khatam da'wat. Then what will we find there? We'll find Serbians there. Then consider, is this the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We all will eat in our own plates. Is this the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Some places they will put balloons also on the dastarkhan. And many times the desserts or the ice creams, it will be wrapped in that paper and then a ribbon around it, which you just have to... Now the extra work of taking out that ribbon, and it does nothing whatsoever. But it is the way of the non-Muslims. How much have we drifted from the sunnah? In simple things, we have drifted so much from the sunnah, and then we wonder why these problems. And still we think, my son became hafiz, my son became alim, I'm here in a walima, and we are observing deen. But in our deeni matters, we have gone so far from deen. So in our other matters, then how much more? So the causes of the problem are really these are the causes. And we have to come back and find out the true causes, diagnose it properly, speak to the ulama, to the mashayikh, and there we will find the causes. Today for marriage problem, for example, we go to counselors. What do they prescribe? They prescribe generally separation. Hardly you start talking and they suggest separation. The two must be separated. You have a divorce you must give. Whereas, as far as possible, we have to make the home. How beautifully, and whom Allah make it beneficial for all of us. Maulana Ayyub Surti, Damat Barakatum, says that when you want to propose, or a girl receives a proposal, take as much time as you want to decide. Don't be in a hurry. Think properly, where must I propose, whether I must accept this proposal. Make istikhara, make mashura, find out everything. Once you have decided and you want to now get married, now don't even think of divorce and talaq. It is permissible, but it shakes the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. The worst thing which is permissible in Islam is talaq. Allah hates it. So now don't even think of it. And he gives a beautiful example of this, that in Jaunpur is one place in India. There was one person who got married, but unfortunately he didn't have the qualities of a man. He couldn't satisfy the wife. He was not a proper man in that sense. So this news came out. Now it was a humiliation, disgrace for him. His wife also came to know about it. Now even more disgrace and humiliation. So he thought, I'll take poison and I'll commit suicide. So he went to the jungle with some poison. He drank the poison. But the wife on that side, she said, I'm married to him. Now even if he hasn't got the qualities of a man and he can't satisfy me, I'm married, I'm going to stay in this nikah, finish till the end. So there he took the poison and he became unconscious. After some hours, he got better again. He was surprised. I took poison, I should be dead, but I'm still living. And the fadl of Allah, his man qualities came back. And he, Maulana, explained, because of the niyat of his wife, that I have to stay with him. So like this, in our marriages, whatever the problems come, let us decide, I have to stay in this marriage. And then by the barakat of that, Allah will remove whatever the anger one person has got. The wife got this problem, husband got that problem, but I'm married, and it is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command of Allah, I'm staying in this marriage. There is a drug problem, there is this problem, there is that problem, but I'm staying, finish, I'm married. By the barakat of that, Allah will remove those problems. So anyway, the causes we have to see. And then more important, not also that we just delve our whole life either on what the problem is or on what the causes are. We have to know the causes and then go into it properly and then look at the solution of it. What is the solution of this problem? And then we have to apply ourselves to the solution of it. Also, just a little bit on our lifestyle. One shepherd hunter, he caught a cub, the baby of a lion. He brought it home and he made it grow up, just a parable to understand the moral of it. He made it grow up with the sheep. So much so that lion started eating grass. Whereas a lion is an eater of meat, the best, sayyidu ta'am, al-lahm, the best of food, lahm. Now he's eating grass. And then he forgot his language also, the roar of a lion. He started bleating like the sheep. One day a real lion of the jungle came and saw him here with so many sheep. And he's staying comfortably with them, doing nothing to them. So he asked him, what's wrong with you, my brother? He said, I'm not your brother. These are my. So he said, he forgot his identity also. That who he is, he's forgotten that also. So he says, no, you are my brother. So when he realized he's so sick, he told him, come with me down for ICU treatment by the dam, by the river. And he said, look in the water. and tell me, do you look like me, a lion, or do you look like that stupid sheep there? So he says, I look like you. So he says, then try and take out the roar. And the lion of the jungle, he roared. And he was a lion. It was in his heart. He took out that roar. Now when he realized that I'm a lion, I'm not a sheep, I'm not a grass eater, I'm not like this, I'm a lion. So now will any of the sheep be left? When he go back, some he'll have for breakfast, others for lunch, and the balance, all of them will be finished by supper time. None of them will remain. So like that, we living in the environment of the non-Muslims. We forgot our identity. We forgot our successes in Akhirat. We forgot our successes in Deen. Today I see my success, big, big university degrees, big, big businesses, big, big enterprises. Then all this dunya thing, flashy motor cars, big mansions, all the things of this dunya. I don't see my success in the ulum of Deen. I don't see my success in tahajjud namaz. I don't see my success in du'as. I see it in all other things. We forgot our identity. We forgot our language. Today we don't talk as Muslims. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the true Muslims, our success is in Deen. And we have to make effort to bring Deen into our lives. Today we give advice to one another, you must have this kind cell phone, must have this kind motor car, this amount of investment, you must have these insurances, you must have this policies, etc. Our language has changed. Everything of our change. So the solution to all our problems is that we turn فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَابَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that we come back to Allah. Allah put it in my heart and in everyone's heart. This is the solution. You go to a psychiatrist, you go to a counselor, how much won't we pay for it? But you are going in the wrong direction. What success are you going to get? You go to a person, Allah wala, an alim, the ulama, the mashayikh, they will give you the right success, and ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. They won't charge you a cent also. And they will be concerned, and behind you they will make dua for you also. That psychiatrist, you can forget, he's going to make dua for you. If he's a non-Muslim, it's even more out of the question. Even a Muslim psychiatrist or a Muslim counselor, but you'll go to an alim, behind you, he gave you advice, and he'll be making now dua for you also. So dua, so fafirru ilallah. We have to come back to Allah Ta'ala. That is our solution. And dua we can do. All the, how the Muslims are suffering in Syria, alhamdulillah, there are a lot of people who are doing, who are going and handing out money, but nobody can cover the whole thing. The amount that is required, Allah reward all who are doing. We must do. But there, if Allah changes the conditions, everything will be done. Everything is in the hands of Allah. The conditions in India, all of us got dua. But I ask myself, each one, did today I make one dua also for the Muslims of Delhi, for the Muslims of India, for the Muslims of Syria, for the Muslims of the world? Even for ourselves, we're not making dua. We are more worried about our playing soccer, about our phones, about our food, the takeaway food and all. We are more worried of making the enemies of Islam more rich and eating all these filthy and dirty things instead of having the correct fikr and coming on the correct deen. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give me and give us all the proper understanding and the understanding that I need it most. That is very important. Many times we think other people need it. I'm all right. But I am the one who need it the most. It must start from me, and we have fikr for the whole ummah also, have fikr for our dunya also, have fikr for our akhirat also. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.